At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at bragworthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
No matter why you give, your donations can do so much more with a donor-advised fund from DAF Giving 360. You can get a tax deduction upon funding an account, and your assets can potentially grow tax-free as you recommend when and where to give. It's a tax-smart way to maximize your charitable giving from a fund with over 25 years of expertise bringing donors, financial advisors, and charities together. Make a greater impact with DAF Giving 360. Learn more at DAFGiving360.org.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Last year, you had a Sam Darnold resurrection that happened in Minnesota. He had an incredible year until the last two games where he turned back into a pumpkin, but he got him a nice contract up there in Seattle and a starting job. Well, a similar situation is happening with Daniel Jones. Now, Daniel Jones, of course, is moved on from and released in the towards the end of last season. The Minnesota Vikings pick him up. He gets a chance to watch and hang around a successful offense and a successful offensive coach. And now he is a starter for the Indianapolis Colts. And when he signed with the Colts, I thought it was a mistake because I thought that he was in a better situation to succeed with the Vikings because of the team that they had, and maybe J.J. McCarthy wasn't going to be the guy and he could start and then do Sam Darnold again and then J.J. sort of sitting there. But he assessed it correctly, which was that it was an easier job to win going to Indianapolis than it would have been in Minnesota, and that's exactly what happened as Anthony Richardson's stock is as low as it's ever been. And our old buddy Daniel Jones will be out there for the Colts.
That's great to start week one. I want to see who's starting in week five. Assuming no injuries, it's all about how well you play. Maybe the Colts are underrated simply because they've had so many quarterback quandaries over the last 7 years, including when my buddy Frank Reich was there. They always have had a really decent roster. They've been a good, solid team. They just have not been able to generate enough offense, and that's something that Daniel Jones does not do. Yeah. So, but the fact of the matter is that Anthony Richardson is turned into, you know, he's just too immature. He's just not ready. He's a freak athlete and maybe the best athlete at the quarterback position. Maybe he and Joe Milton down in Dallas, those two kids, are the best athletes. But that doesn't mean you can play the position of quarterback the way that you need to play it and learn how to become a leader and have the respect of your team. So I often talk to you, it's about how you go into that huddle, how you call those plays, how you do what the coaches are asking you to do, making checks at the line of scrimmage, going no huddle, running two-minute offense, being accurate, and handling the pressure. Anthony Richardson can't do it. I mean, I feel like what I'm watching, I mean, he's worse than Justin Fields.
Oh, yeah.
And now, you know, what comes after this, you know, and as Shane Steichen makes the decision about Daniel Jones, good for Daniel Jones, he picked the right team, 100% picked the right team, is now you got the agent for Anthony Richardson barking about the trust level with the Colts is low. I'm like, the trust level, they gave him every opportunity, and he's had to deal with injury. I'm not, you know, that's part of the game, and so is Daniel Jones for that matter. But if you watch him play, and I go back, I could even go back to his rookie year when he tapped himself out. Like, just unaware of what a quarterback's responsibilities are.
It actually was his second year, right? Because this is his third year, isn't
it? I guess it was his second year. But, I mean, it's just unaware of what the quarterback responsibilities are. You don't ever tap yourself out of a game. Never. They have to carry you off the field.
Yeah,
if you want to be a true leader. So Anthony Richardson, that ship has sailed, and his agent's a jackass for saying what he's saying publicly. And quite frankly, I'm happy for Daniel Jones, and I hope he finds a modicum of success, much like Sam Darnold and Baker Mayfield have.
Training camp coverage on WFAN brought to you by Geico. Switch and save. Get more with Geico. Do you think that there's any chance you get a similar situation than what Sam Darnold had in Minnesota this year with the Indianapolis Colts? Not the same team, better roster, Justin Jefferson, Jordan Addison, TJ Hockenson, Aaron Jones, all the things, the weapons that Sam Darnold had, not the same in Indianapolis. But is this a situation for Daniel Jones to succeed in at all?
Well, they got good wide receivers. They have a solid offensive line, probably middle of the league offensive line. Jonathan Jones is running back.
JT Thomas. Taylor.
Taylor. Jonathan Taylor as a running back. I think there's an opportunity for him to succeed. I don't know if he has it in him to be, you know, the difference maker. I didn't know if Sam Darnold had it in him to be a difference maker. But you remember, like, we were talking yesterday about Zach Wilson. Zach Wilson left here, went to Denver, saw Sean Payton coaching Bo Nix. Then he goes to Miami. Now he's going to watch Mike McDaniel and Tua Tagovailoa do their thing. So he's been now around good offensive coaches and should, you know, pick up on that. And hopefully that's going to give him an opportunity to go start somewhere else next year if Tua makes it through the entire season. For Daniel Jones, you know, is he as good as Sam Darnold and Baker Mayfield? I don't think so. I mean, I think it's a good opportunity for him. And could they win 9 games because they play in that division? I have not looked at their schedule overall. Maybe it's not that as difficult as the Giants. Maybe it's more like the Jets. I mean, maybe he gets them to 9 wins. And if he does that, then I feel like he's on the path of redemption.
So apparently RG3, who I don't know if he's like one of these troll guys or not. I can't figure him out in the media space. But his take on Daniel Jones starting for the Indianapolis Colts is the fact that he believes that the Colts are tanking to try to get Arch Manning, and that's why they're playing Daniel Jones. If they played Anthony Richardson, they'd be tanking.
I am an RG3. I don't know what he's talking about. I don't really care what he's talking about. I'm just saying that Anthony Richardson is lost on the football field.
Yeah.
And you can see it. I mean, you know, there are other guys that, you know, we've gone through this with Zach Wilson here. They look, at times, they look like they were lost on the football field and couldn't handle it. Remember the old ghost comment by Sam Darnold when he was here with the Jets playing against the Patriots?
That's right. Seeing ghosts.
And you know, just because you're an athlete and you're a great athlete doesn't mean you're going to be a great quarterback. Quarterback's got to be committed to becoming great, as Tom Brady and Peyton Manning have proven out time and time again. And that's why everybody holds that position now to that level of scrutiny because of those two, I believe, because of those two guys.
So another thing that happened yesterday that I found interesting, because I just thought this was going to be something that worked itself out, just like we've seen many other of these contentious contract negotiations go, and maybe it does end up with these two sides agreeing. But Adam Schefter flat out came out and said that he believes that the Cowboys and Micah Parsons are heading for a divorce, which would mean one thing, that he would have to be traded at some point this season. Because they're not even speaking right now. So we know how much of a hard stance Jerry Jones has had on this. The similar hard stance from Micah Parsons. It has gotten personal. It's gotten strange. And I believe Adam 100% if that's the case. And you know that there are several teams out there. We just heard the cut the other day from Elliot Wolf, the Patriots GM, when he was asked by the media, would you trade a first-round pick this year for a player, and he said yes,
depending on the situation. Player. You know, they have that defensive back up there, Gonzalez, who was a first-round pick and, you know, is going to need a new contract next year as well. So you could actually trade player for player and maybe a draft pick for a edge rusher, and the Cowboys get themselves, you know, a top-end corner.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests,
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at bragworthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
No matter why you give, your donations can do so much more with a donor-advised fund from DAFGiving 360. You can get a tax deduction upon funding an account, and your assets can potentially grow tax-free as you recommend when and where to give. It's a tax-smart way to maximize your charitable giving from a fund with over 25 years of expertise bringing donors, financial advisors, and charities together. Make a greater impact with DAFGiving 360. Learn more at DAFGiving360.org.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
So, you know, that's a possibility.
Yeah.
Because, again, I was reading about the Patriots and their salary cap. Yeah, they have a lot of room this year, but they don't have a lot of room next year. So, especially with some of their younger players coming up for second contracts. So, this may be a, you know, this could be a marriage made in heaven in terms of that type of compensation going back to the Cowboys, where the Cowboys would be happy. They'd be getting a top-end defensive player, but they would be losing, you know, obviously one of the more fearsome defensive players in football that can play multiple positions. And that's, I would think, that's kind of like what Mike Vrabel was for Bill Belichick.
Sure.
But this guy is a superstar. Vrabel was just a hard-charging guy who was just always ready, was smart on the football field. I think that's Micah Parsons, and he would probably fit great into the New England Patriot defensive line. They're going to be, you know, the Patriots to me are a team that's vastly underrated right now.
Yeah, which is unfortunate because, you know, the Jets and the Patriots were in a situation where they both had to kind of rebuild, and the Patriots seem like they're, you know, got started a year prior to that and are now in a situation where they have their young quarterback and they have their head coach.
And they have their offensive coordinator.
Yes, and yes, the Jets have theirs, but we don't know. I mean, these are totally unproven guys where you've got the only thing that's unproven with the Patriots is the quarterback, but you have you've got a coach who was a head coach of a number one seeded team in the AFC. And you have Josh McDaniels, who's won Super Bowls as an offensive coordinator.
So you have a coach that's a Super Bowl winning player, a coach that was a defensive coordinator, I believe, for Bill O'Brien down in Houston when they were having success with Deshaun Watson initially.
Yeah.
And then obviously went to Tennessee, went all the way to the playoffs with Tennessee. To me, it was probably the smartest thing that Bob Kraft did, is that he hired him and brought back and brought back Josh McDaniels. So now you have everything back in place for them to be really, really good. If they made this trade and they somehow acquired Micah Parsons,
yeah,
I mean, that now all of a sudden puts them on a different level. And if, by all accounts, Drake May is having a pretty good summer and looks like he's in charge and running the offense correctly. And I think a lot of that has to do with Josh McDaniels. So the Patriots did the right thing. When you talk about coaching staff, acquiring players, spending money, they spent money like crazy, by the way, more money in free agency than anybody else. And I think they do have a stable of young players that is going to make them better than most people think they are.
If you're Darren Mooji, do you call the Cowboys? Obviously, Darren Mooji, the new GM of the Jets.
You can't give up your first round pick.
Especially if you're the Jets.
You're going to have a high first round pick next year.
Top five.
I can't. It doesn't. To me, he's a player that gets a young team to another level, and I think that's the Patriots fits that moniker. The Broncos would fit that. you know, a team like that.
And those are AFC teams where if he's going to get traded, most likely it's going to be an AFC team.
Would the Chargers want him?
Of course.
Yeah, I would think that it has to be a team like one of those teams that is right there, that's ready to get to the next level, and bringing in a superstar player like this at this age and spending that much money sends a message to the locker room that you're not screwing around.
Yeah, we're ready. We're ready to go for it now.
And I think the Patriots, after two just horrendous seasons, I mean horrendous, are on the upswing, if you ask me.
Yeah, I mean, and that's the way it should be when you have a couple of horrendous seasons. If you do things right and you draft right and you use the cap space that you have and you hire the right people, that's the way it's supposed to go.
You know, unfortunately, you know, they tried to give it to Gerard Mayo and it didn't work. And that wasn't, I don't necessarily know that it's his fault. I know that, you know, he was still tied to the previous regime and things were, you know, not run the way that people are used to having him run up there. I think that replacing him with Mike Vrabel, who is obviously a Ring of Honor guy, a Patriots Hall of Fame guy, a Super Bowl winning player there and a very popular player, much like Gerard was. But I just think that, you know, his experience in bringing back Josh McDaniels is going to make this team a bitch to play against.
Yeah, I mean, and they're in a division with two teams that are highly questionable right now. I mean, obviously we know the Bills are the Bills, but, you know, the Jets and the Dolphins, I wouldn't be surprised if they didn't get to 10 wins between them.
What is the over-under for the Pats?
Over-under for the New England Patriots, let's see.
Would you tell me like 7.5 or 7?
Yeah, probably be around there. I would say 7.5, but let me just take a look. Season win total, Patriots. Oh, wow, 8.5.
8.5, well, there you go. So that, to me, tells you the respect that they have for what the Patriots have done this offseason, both free agency-wise, coaching-wise, and they're expecting Drake May to take the next level, next step, because of Josh McDaniels.
I mean, that's, wow. They got the Dolphins at 8.5, too, by the way. Yeesh. I mean, yeah, I don't think I'd have the guts to bet the Patriots over 8.5, but right, the Dolphins under 8.5, that's something that feels right.
I'm going to give you the Patriots' first 7 games.
Okay, you want me to do win-loss for you?
No. I'm just going to give it to you, just give you a flavor.
All right.
You want some flavor?
Schedule flavor.
You need some flavor?
I love a little schedule flavor.
Because we do this in baseball.
Yeah, indeed.
Yeah, I notice everybody else around here is starting to do this too. They open at home against the Raiders. They're at Miami. Then they're home against Pittsburgh, home against Carolina, at Buffalo, at New Orleans, at Tennessee. And I'm going to give you two more. I'm going to give you 8-9. They got Cleveland and Atlanta at home.
And they have the Giants at home.
Yeah.
Later in the season.
Later in the season.
Yeah, I mean, you could do some damage there.
Yeah, they end with Buffalo, Baltimore, the Jets, and Miami.
Miami stinks this year. Then the Patriots have a real good chance of going over. But that's really what they need.
Ken, to me, it's really that relationship between the OC calling plays again for the quarterback of the New England Patriots. And if Drake May is, you know, as dialed in as supposedly he is, then that's going to be something to deal with for the next 10 years.
With over 25 years of expertise, DAF Giving 360's donor-advised funds can help you get a tax deduction and potentially grow your charitable dollars tax-free while you recommend when and where to give. Learn more at DAFGiving360.org.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, Other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
When New Yorkers buy a place with StreetEasy, they have the local expertise they need to stay in the city. When they buy outside the city, they have regrets.
The only way to fix this place would be to move it back to Brooklyn.
When it's time to buy, let StreetEasy connect you with the agent you need to never leave. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
You must remember this as the podcast dedicated to stories from the secret and forgotten histories of 20th century Hollywood. Stories of sex, murder, institutional racism, bad men, sad women, fascist gossip columnists, and much more. Our new season is called The Old Man Is Still Alive, and it's about directors like Alfred Hitchcock and John Ford who got started in the silent era, but were still making movies in the psychedelic 60s. Follow and listen to You Must Remember This on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.